The burning of the Muslim holy book by the pastor in the southern U.S. state of Florida has evoked angry and sometimes violent protests across Afghanistan for a fifth day. The reasons for the outrage are complex and for many go well beyond the incident. An estimated 1,000 demonstrators gathered in the Afghan capital Kabul to show their anger as well as their grievances. Some reports indicate the anger has been fanned by elements who want to see failure in the upcoming transition to Afghan security control of the provinces. But many critics of the government and the international security forces say the situation was badly mismanaged and could have been avoided. Some point to the fact that President Hamid Karzai escalated the situation by publicly condemning the burning a few days after the Florida incident. Since then, Mr. Karzai has been outspoken in his demands for punishment for Jones, with no mention of any legal process. The director of the American Institute for Afghan Studies in Kabul, Mohammed Omar Sharifi, says perception is also a key problem.
The way the whole Terry Jones case was projected in Afghanistan was, we didn't heard much about the condemnation of the huge condemnation of his action within the American society in Afghanistan. If the Afghans hear that, I think they will definitely think differently.
On Sunday, General David Petraeus, commander of the international forces, made this statement regarding the Quran burning.
We condemn the action of an individual in the United States who burned a holy Quran. That action was hateful, it was intolerant, and it was extremely disrespectful. And again, we condemn it in the strongest manner possible.
U.S. President Barack Obama has also come out against the Quran burning, but said nothing justified the violence and the deaths caused by the attack on a U.N. compound during protests in Mazar-e-Sharif. That is a sentiment many Afghans share. The unexpected violence in Mazar-e-Sharif took many in the country by shock. For many years, the multi-ethnic town has been comparatively calm and quiet. Since the attack on Friday, violence and the provocation that's caused it have come under equal condemnation in the Afghan media and others. For Mohammed Omar Sharifi, this is an indication that many Afghans understand the response was disproportionate.
There was a huge condemnation of this violence throughout the country, because for a lot of people, especially if you look to Afghan media, if you look to the Afghan debates around the country, it was seen as absolutely inappropriate and misguided.
Sharifi also says clear dialogue on both sides could come from these incidents so that such emotional responses might be avoided in the future. Phil Itner, VOA News, Islamabad.